yet, we're just waiting for anybody else who may be here. Meeting to order September 22nd, 2021. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise to the flag, so.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico has an excused absence. Councilwoman Hess, here. Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharp has an excused absence. Mayor.
Here. First reading, ordinance 2021-17, an ordinance amending Chapter 220, parking of the Borough of Lindenwold Code pertaining to dumpsters. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2021-7 be adopted and read on first reading and published according to law posted in Borough Hall, the second reading being held at the next regular meeting.
That's 2021-17. And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Next is the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lindenwold and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be pulled from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2021-158 through 162.
I make a motion that resolution 2021-158 to 162 be adopted as read.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
We have an add-on resolution 2021-163. Counselor.
For the authorizing the hiring of a part-time court violations clerk.
Entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Okay, open to the council. Anyone from council have anything they'd like to bring up? Linda?
Thank you. First, I just want to say our yard sale. I currently have approximately 75 people that have signed up for our yard sale. It's going well. Hopefully, everybody has a good day. Do what you have to do. Make sure everything's cleaned up when you're done. Your signs, if you place any signs along the streets anywhere, let's, you know, have a good day, but also clean up any messes. Trunk or Halloween parade. We're going to do a Halloween parade and trunk or treat. The parade will be, we're going to do everything in the park. Before, we used to be at the school and go around to the park. Everything's going to be at the park. We're going to do a trunk or treat there with the fire, the police, as usual, and this year, we're going to involve the residents. If you'd like to participate in our trunk or treat, email me. We're going to set up in the parking lot somehow, however, you know, how many people participate that sign up. We're going to have a contest, the best decorated trunk, and you do have to provide your own goodies for the trick or treaters. We're going to do the parade, the kids, and then go back into the trunk or treat, try to keep it a little bit organized. We're going to do this on, where is it at? Oh, the 30th, thank you. Saturday, October 30th. Lineup and registration, 11 o'clock to 11:45, and we will begin at 12 o'clock. Anything else? Rain date, the 31st. And I think that's all that I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Jackson? Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So I've researched the COVID, the new variant that's out, the Mu, M-U it's called. It's, the good thing is, this variant is a low risk according to the World Health Organization, and at this point, they're just defining it as a variant of interest. 2 weeks ago, what they were saying, that it was very contagious, and they were still learning more about it, and now they kind of downgraded this one variant. but they've also said there's been about 50 different variants from COVID coming through. So I thought that was pretty interesting, because how high it is. Also, so you're hearing more and more on the news where they're saying you have to show your vaccination card to get into certain events and stuff like that. The state of New Jersey has an app. It's called Docket. It's blue with white writing on it. This app's been approved by the CDC and it adheres to all federal standard data security. It's not the vaccine passport that the federal government talked of putting together. This is different than that. But with the app, it connects you to the state COVID main information system. You have to create a sign-in, a password, and then you'll be able to get your validated vaccine card that you can have on your phone or in this app called the Docket. You can also download it to a PDF, so you have it that way to show people. Currently, this app is only for the COVID-19 vaccines, but the state's going to look to have plans to expand it for more vaccines to be on it, so you'd have more of your medical records right at your hand. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to just also thank you for all of the updates that you've been giving us every meeting, for everything that's going on with this virus, because it is really bad. I just wanted to know if you've heard anything, because this latest virus, the latest one that's out there right now that they say we're all getting, I've heard recently that they did have research from England and I believe France it was, that they said that it's not as it's contagious, but it's not as dangerous as the original one.
Right, and that's why they're calling it right now a variant of interest.
Okay.
And that's very low on their risk for the COVID.
All right, thank you. Everyone, please remember that, the numbers in Lindenwald are going up. They're not going up as fast as they were before, but they are continuing to go up. So over the weekend, we had 5 on one day and 5 on another, and I think it was 3 on on Friday. So they're there. We're not as bad as Camden. We're not as bad as Gloucester Township, but the numbers are still getting there. So please be careful. Remember the social distance like we always ask. All right, this time I'm going to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please come to the microphone, state your name and address on the record, and please don't forget to sign in.
Diane Viteri, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, on Resolution 2021-159, where you appointed someone to the J-Loop, can you tell me what qualifications he had other than just being appointed by you?
No.
And I see his last name. I don't know if he's related to Justin, or because we do have the nepotism ordinance.
No, he's not.
I'm just asking a question, that's all. And then I'm still... The what? I'm just asking a question. And then last week, I know, when I was talking to you before, got into an uproar, you said I was not community friendly. I'm still trying to see what that means to you, because I can't figure it out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you what? I'm not done. Because you're telling me I'm not community friendly because I ask questions. So when Joe DiDomenico threatens me, is that community friendly? Or when Cipolla used to harass me, harass his neighbor, and cost his money, is that community friendly? I'm trying to figure out what you mean by community friendly.
If you want to get back to you in an email if you'd like.
I would like to have an answer. This is why it creates an eruption, because you can never answer my question.
Really, I'm not answering this. Thank you.
And how many absences are they allowed? He's been out two in a row. Shana was always there. How many absences are they allowed? They get paid just to do nothing?
They are allowed up to 5 absences.
They've had more than that this year.
Are not excused.
I don't understand. We pay people to do nothing. We can't get any. Nobody even says for council, what do you have to report? Nobody can report nothing. What do they do?
Okay. You're making a statement now. It's okay. Thank
I'm asking a question. What do they do? I want you to answer me. And you can't.
No.
Why? Why can't you give us answers? You work for us, Mayor. You work for us. You're supposed to give us answers when we ask you.
Let me answer. I'm writing this down. I will get back to you in writing if you choose. Okay?
I would like to have it on video.
Thank you. Anyone
else
in the public
wishing
to speak?
I get it. I don't get it.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the... Okay. Close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for, you can finish what you have to finish.
Reopen the council.
Reopen the council.
I'm sorry, I forgot this. On October 5th, right here in our municipal building, from 9 to 12, Housing Assistance Fair will be here. Meet with the state and county agencies to receive resources regarding COVID-19 rental, utility, and mortgage assistance programs. If you have any questions, you can call Donald Norcross's office, which is 856-427-7000. They will be here, though, to answer any questions if anybody has anything they need to know. There's one in Camden City, one in Pensauken, Glassboro, and Paulsboro. But they will be here October 5th from 9 to 12 in this building. That's it.
Thank you. Entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
And a second. I close to the public. Sorry, Joe.
Joe, we'll talk to you after the meeting.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the meeting. Nothing? Entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.